USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Biden signed two bills that are aimed at people and companies who committed fraud under COVID-19 small business relief programs. The legislation extends the statute of limitations to allow prosecutors more time to file criminal charges. It's estimated that billions of dollars earmarked for small businesses and people who lost their jobs could have been defrauded. The bills passed Congress with bipartisan support.
Not only did the Trump administration let the biggest businesses with the teams of lawyers and accountants skip to the front of the line, my predecessor undermined the watchdogs who were supposed to be on the job to make sure relief went to mom-and-pop businesses.
U.S. employers added an astonishing 528,000 jobs last month despite flashing warning signs of an economic downturn, and handing President Joe Biden some good news heading into the midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
Campus Injustice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.